Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, October 15th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. India's Muslims respond to the hope of Christ. Mission Aviation Fellowship announces its relocation, and God's love wins the hearts of young people in Hungary. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in India, where Muslims are now outpacing the Hindu populations. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's John DeVries says the Muslim population rivals Indonesia's. While India's Hindu nationalists could be considered extremists, India's Muslim population is actually fairly moderate. That paved the way for a unique outreach.
Ever since 9/11, there have been shockwaves through the Muslim community to such an extent that in our ministry, we've actually formed a department to minister just exclusively to Muslims.
DeVries says they found what other mission groups discovered. That is, India's Muslims are searching for truth and respond quickly.
We're finding a tremendous openness among them, especially literacy for young women. And so in a couple of the cities, there's upwards of a couple thousand Muslim women engaged in this Bible content literacy program.
Next, a teacher's training conference in India resulted in an unexpected partnership. Worldwide Christian School's Scott Vanderkoy says the meeting unified Christian educators. And what was exciting was that
the groups all pledged to work together to eliminate physical and economic barriers to Christian education so that, Lord willing, within our lifetime, every single person, every single people group within India will have access to Christian education.
Vanderkoy says they want to help resource the schools working in areas known to be hostile to Christians. They ask the question,
what do you need to build in the love of Christ into your school's life? And that means different things for different areas, certainly within India. Some schools can be overtly Christian. There are other schools that we would still call schools with Christian intent who are unable to be that overt.
You're listening to Mission Network News. California is known for its high cost of living. Unfortunately, because of that, many mission agencies headquartered there have had to move. Mission Aviation Fellowship is now headed for Boise, Idaho in the summer of 2005. MAF's Kevin Swanson.
We've been very aware of the high cost of living and doing business here, and always have in the back of our mind this question of stewardship. We want to be the best stewards of the resources the Lord has entrusted to us. It came up once again at our board meeting, and our board of directors said it's time to look again and see if it makes sense to move to a place where the cost of living is more economical.
Swanson says moving to Idaho means a considerable savings in overhead for running MAF.
We are planning on letting that translate into increased ministry overseas. We've got opportunities overseas for new flight programs or expanding service in areas that we're already working. And freeing up funds on this end is, of course, going to allow us to do more ministry on the other end.
Meanwhile, about two-thirds of the world's population are oral learners, a multitude of about 4 billion people. These people communicate and learn through oral tradition. And this is a huge challenge to world evangelization, as the gospel is often conveyed in literate ways. Transworld Radio is tackling this global issue, providing a dramatized version of the Bible for oral learners in parts of Africa and Asia. They also hope to initiate programs for oral-speaking societies in 40 languages by 2009. And finally, endurance, love, and the joy of Christ reaped a harvest in a small village in Hungary recently. A team with Operation Mobilization was warned about the unruly youth they'd be serving in their two-week outreach. The young people proved to be a handful as they disrupted teaching times with raucous behavior. But God's love won the hearts of two young women who committed their lives to Christ, and the OM team is praising God for his work despite the difficulties they faced. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.